My name is Tetsia Aurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. Ketsiaaurelien. This dictation is for Brenda Keaton, BrendaKeeton. This dictation was done on October 11th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage two. The patient was referred for chronic kidney disease, stage 3A evaluation. However, the kidney function is very well preserved with a GFR of 80, creatinine of 0.88, and a BUN of 18. Period. There is no urinalysis available for assessment of activity in the urinary sediment. Period. There is also no available labs to calculate for proteinuria. Period. This CKD is multifactorial in nature, and is likely related to cardiorenal syndrome secondary to combined diastolic and systolic heart failure with an ejection fraction of 25 to 30% on the most recent echo completed earlier in 2022. Period. The patient states she was told her ejection fraction had since dropped to 15%. Period. Other factors include interstitial nephritis related to history of kidney stones, as well as nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and obesity, period. To further evaluate, we will order a renal ultrasound to assess the structures of the kidneys and to rule out hydronephrosis or any other abnormalities, period. We will also order a KUB to further assess the history of kidney stones, period, and the KUB will also rule out any obstructive nephropathy, period. We will also order spot urine protein, spot urine albumin, and spot urine creatinine to assess for proteinuria, period. Other labs will also be ordered for further evaluation of other things, such as hyperuricemia, which could affect the kidneys, and so on, period. We emphasize the importance of a restricted sodium of 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as a fluid restriction of no more than 40 ounces in 24 hours, period. We also discuss at great length the importance of adopting a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein for optimal kidney and overall health, period. the patient verbalizes understanding, period. Next line, nephrolithiasis. The patient reports bilateral flank pain that comes and goes, as well as tenderness to her flank area when touched, period. She has had a history of kidney stones and has passed the stones on two separate occasions, period. The stones were never analyzed, and she never had a 24-hour urine stone protocol to determine the types of stones, period. We will order the 24-hour urine stone protocol with saturation graph for further analysis, period. We again advise the patient to decrease her intake of sodium in the diet, period. A KUB will also be ordered to rule out obstruction, period. Next line, obesity. The patient weighs 199 pounds today and states she usually weighs 190 pounds, period. This increase in weight is related to fluid overload, as the patient presents with 1+ pitting edema to the bilateral lower extremities, period. We again emphasize the importance of a plant-based diet, fluid restriction, and sodium restriction, period. The patient is encouraged to weigh herself daily and to maintain a regular weight of no more than 190 pounds in 24 hours, period. Take Lasix, 40 milligrams daily, and other medication disregard. She takes Lasix 40 milligrams daily. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which has been very well controlled per the medical records, with an A1C of 6.5%. In May 2022, we will repeat the A1C level. Next line, hyperlipidemia. The latest lipid panel from January 2022 was unremarkable, period. Continue with the current regimen. She takes atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily. Next line, arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 127 over 75, period. She takes lisinopril 5 milligrams twice a day, metoprolol 100 milligrams, Apatab twice a day, spironolactone 25 milligrams, nitro sublingual as needed for chest pain, and so on. Continue with the restricted salt diet, period. Next line, coronary artery disease. Per the patient, she has had 4 myocardial infarctions with no stents. her most recent echocardiogram, which was completed in May 6, 2022, revealed an EF of 25 to 30%, which is a decline from the previous echo of June 7, 2021, which showed an EF of 35 to 40%. Per the patient, her EF has further decreased to 15%. The echocardiogram also shows moderate mitral valve regurgitation, mild pulmonary hypertension with RVSB of 35, mild to moderate bicuspid valve regurgitation, as well as left ventricular concentric hypertrophy and systolic function, which is severely reduced, period. The patient follows with Dr. Arcenas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S, on a regular basis, period. Next line, combined systolic and diastolic heart failure. For the patient, she has been to the hospital multiple times for heart failure exacerbation, period. She follows with Dr. Arcenas, period. She has a pacemaker and defibrillator combo, which was placed in 2021, April of 2021, period. Next line, diabetic retinopathy, diabetic retinopathy, R-E-T-I-N-O-P-A-T-H-Y. She follows with the ophthalmologist on a yearly basis and uses ophthalmic drops on a daily basis. Next line. Anxiety, which has exacerbated recently due to the recent hurricane, period. The patient is having to relocate from her home due to damages sustained from the hurricane, period. Next line, asthma / COPD. She has an upcoming appointment with the pulmonologist. She is currently wheezing on auscultation, period. However, there is no signs of acute distress noted. Next line, GERD. Next line, obstructive sleep apnea, next line, unstable angina, next line, the patient is currently taking Cipro and clindamycin for right foot cellulitis. Next line. The patient has an extensive family history of both cardio and renal disease. Her father, her sister, and all of her uncles and aunts, along with her grandmother, all had cardiac complications and disease, as well as renal disease, period. We will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup and tests. And